This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least two people have been killed during protests in Myanmar's largest city as security forces continue their violent crackdown against dissent following last month's military coup. One of the victims was shot in the head, the other shot in the abdomen, according to local media covering the demonstration Sunday in Yangon. Video posted on social media showed crowds of people, some wearing hard hats and gas masks, running down a street amid sounds of gunfire. The demonstrators sprayed vapor from fire extinguishers as they retreated to smother the tear gas and also to create a vapor screen that makes it harder for police to pursue or shoot them. There were also reports of injuries from live rounds and rubber bullets. On Saturday, there were reports of at least seven protesters killed by security forces. Some experts now say that threats from China and North Korea will loom large over the Biden administration's first cabinet-level trip abroad, part of a larger effort to bolster U.S. influence and calm concerns about America's role in Asia. A senior administration official said that Saturday the officials have tried to reach out to North Korea through multiple channels since last month, but have yet to receive any response, making consultations with the reclusive country's neighbors, Japan, South Korea, and China, all the more critical. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are heading to Japan and South Korea for 4 days of talks starting Monday, as the administration seeks to shore up partnerships with the two key regional treaty allies. Blinken and Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will then meet with senior Chinese officials in Anchorage, Alaska. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Interior Minister Masoud Andarabi said Saturday that Afghan security forces can hold their ground even if U.S. troops withdraw, challenging a warning from the United States predicting a withdrawal would yield quick territorial gains to the Taliban. And Arabi's comments in an interview Saturday with the Associated Press were the first government reaction to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warning issued in a sharply worded letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani last weekend. In the letter pressing Ghani to step up efforts to make peace with the Taliban, Blinken said that he's concerned the security situation will worsen and the Taliban could make rapid territorial gains after the American military withdraws. And Arabi said that Afghanistan's national security forces could hold territory, but would likely endure heavy losses trying to hold remote checkpoints without U.S. air support. London's police department is under scrutiny for the way officers handled some participants at an unofficial vigil Saturday night for a London woman whose death led to murder charges against a fellow officer and spurred a national conversation about violence against women in the UK. Hundreds of people disregarded a judge's ruling and police requests by gathering at the Clapham Common in honor of Sarah Everett, who was 33 and last seen alive near the South London Park March 3rd. Demonstrators said they wanted to draw attention to the fear and danger many women see as a daily part of British life. Everett disappeared while walking home from a friend's apartment about 10:30 local time and was found dead a week later. That slaying sent shockwaves across the UK because a Metropolitan Police officer is charged with her kidnapping and murder. Saturday, grieving relatives attended the wake of Guatemalan migrants killed at the Mexico border in late January, a case that caused renewed consternation about the dangers faced by migrants bound to the United States. And occurred in a town in western Guatemala, where 11 of the 16 victims were from. The bodies, some badly charred with gunshot wounds, were found in January along a migrant smuggling route in a remote area in Mexico. Every year, thousands of Central Americans and Mexicans flee poverty and violence to seek a better life in the United States. Many fall victim to crime on the perilous journey. And Marvin Hagler, the middleweight boxing great whose title reign and career ended with a split decision loss to Sugar Ray Leonard in 1987, has died at the age of 66. His wife, K.G. Hagler, confirmed the death on Facebook on the verified Marvelous Marvin Hagler fan club page. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.